Okay, everybody say the pasuk in this week's parsha. Parsha's Kiseitse, everybody knows, Parsha's Kiseitse is mole v'mole, full of wonderful, unbelievable mitzvahs. So I wanted Be'ez Hashem today to speak about one of the unbelievable mitzvahs that are in the parsha that we want to investigate a little bit weiter. It's a halacha that not a lot of people know, the Chomer HaDvarim. And the different pratim of the halachas. I think it's kedai to spend a few minutes just today just to go through some of these interesting halachas that apply on this week's parasha. No. Says the pasuk in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Leisire eshor ochicho oyesei medochim vihisalamto mehem hashay tishivim leochicho. This is the makar. This, and we also find this in parashas Mishpatim, that the Maisa, there's a makor for the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. Now there's a very interesting Yerushalmi, brought down. It's a Maisa Shahoya brought in the Yerushalmi in Bob Metziah. The Yerushalmi brings the following Maisa. There was a Yid called Reb Shmuel. And he brings the Yerushalmi. There was a Yid called Reb Shmuel that once went to Rome. And at that time when he was there in Rome, the queen of the whole Rome lost a tremendously expensive jewel. And she sent out letters and announcements to the entire place, Rabbeisai. Anybody that finds this jewel of the queen within 30 days and returns it, is guaranteed a tremendous reward from the palace. But anybody that found with it, after 30 days from this note, will have his head chopped off. That's what they sent out. Reb Shmuel, who was brought down in Yerushalmi in Bar Metzia, found this actual precious jewel. And he waited till the 31st day. And he came back knocking on the palace on day number 31 that the announcer went out. And he said, "Queen, I have your precious jewel." So she said to him, "Well, have you not been in the town since the announcement was made?" He said, "Yeah, I've been here the whole time." "Well, did you not see the announcement that you've got to give it within 30 days or your head gets chopped off?" He said, "Yeah, I saw it." "So would you wait till day number 31? What's the matter with you?" She said, "Very posh, I'll tell you why. Because if I came before day number 31, what's going to happen? You're going to say the only reason I'm returning it is because I'm scared. I'm scared of the Malchus. I'm returning this not because of you. I'm returning this because the Ribbono Shel Olam told me that we have to return Avedas. So the man, I waited till the 31st day." And the Yerushalmi brings that the queen stood up and she said a bracha to Kinu Shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How wonderful are the Yidden that they follow the instructions of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now Rabbi Isai, we're going to get to that. We'll get to all the halachas Be'ez Hashem in the next few minutes. Rabbi Isai, listen up. There's a halacha, basically everybody knows the Gemara's in Bava Metzia. I'm sure everybody knows any Metzias, the Chof Dalet over there, everybody knows the Gemara's. Everybody knows the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya Simon, Reishnun Tess, and other places also. And the Beisai, there's an unbelievable Shinoi, there's a difference that we find over here in Tor Shulchan Aruch that we don't find, oh Beisai, listen to this, in all Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. There's something that's going on over here in Hashavas Aveda that doesn't happen anywhere else, all over Shulchan Aruch. Go check and find out, Psachia. And what's that? The Torah and Shulchan Aruch start off with an interesting Lashon. Everybody say, Chaval. The Torah and Shulchan Aruch start off with a Lashon that if a person sees an Aveda on the street or in a mokum where it's considered an Aveda, we'll get to the Halacha. And he pretends, "I don't see it, I haven't got time, not interested right now," and he doesn't pick it up. He's over on an assay, and he's mevatel a mitzvah. But get to the Shulchan Aruch goes very clearly to the amount of mitzvahs and mevatel mitzvahs that a person gets when he doesn't mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And Rabbi Isai, I'm going to ask you, why don't we find this anywhere else? How come it doesn't say Rabbi Isai in the beginning of, let's say, Simon Shin Mem in Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim? How come it doesn't say that if a person combs his hair on Shabbos, he gets an Issa? Right? Why doesn't it say that? Why doesn't it say anywhere else, Rabbi Isai? In Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, not one place does it say that if you do this or you don't do this, the reward or the punishment for it. Why over here? So I saw a beautiful terrace And the Terence is a very simple one. Because, and this is a big misconception, people think, you know what a Shabbos Aveda is? Shabbos Aveda is like a chesed. It's a nice thing to do. Comes along the Torah, comes along Shulchan Aruch and says, no way. HaShavos HaVeid is not a nice chesed to do. HaShavos HaVeid is a chiyuv gomor. Just like every other chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch, it's a chiyuv gomor. And forget, not only is it a chiyuv, but if a person does not mekayim this, he's over on Kamer Yisurim. Kamer Yisurim, can't go into all the details now. But basically, this is very chomor. So this is a halacha that I believe, one second, that people don't realize it's a serious halacha. There's a serious halacha and this applies all the time. And anywhere you go in the world, you'll find, you'll see, whatever it is, something that it's not yours. Somebody left it there. What is your obligation to do to this thing if you have an obligation? Right? Is it a short one? Because I'm mumish.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
You can miss two main mitzvahs in Shabbos Aveda. It's a guy,
so you're not going to get back. We're going to get to halachas in a minute. Okay. We'll get, if there are halachas, we're going to get to halachas. We'll do questions after this, maybe, because most of what the Olim going to ask, we're probably going to say. Now, Rabbi say, there's a shayla in the Rishonim. Listen to this shayla, it's a modika shayla. Here, from here, I think you see the choyma hadvorim of what this mitzvah, or what this actual chiyav is. The Rishonim have a shayla. What's the shayla in the Rishonim? What's the halacha? The guy's walking on the street. And he sees something, a little guy, he sees a wallet on the floor, and he says, I can't be bothered. Can't be bothered. And he continues walking. Oh, we'll see if you have a chiv, if you don't have a chiv, time. Also, we're going to get to it. Oh, but what happens in that situation when Ba'atim, you should have picked it up, but he doesn't? And the wallet gets stolen by somebody else. Does the first fellow that walked past it have an obligation to pay for what was in that wallet? Because it was originally his chiyuv to pick it up. I'm thinking this is the Maisa. The Rishonim have a Zakasha. Why not?
First of all, not even a grammar.
Let's not get into Baba Kama too much. I hear the Maisa, the Psak, the Halacha is you don't have to pay. But Akadei Kacha, Baisa, you see the Choymer at Dvorim. You see what it means, Baisa, when you see something and you have a chiyuv to do it, so much so that it's a tzad. That maybe you have to pay for it. Okay, clear? Let's go bang smack straight into all of the halachas that attack a negeya. Again, you will see these halachas are sometimes come up again on a daily basis. You can push it, you can go there walking down the street, you can go find things all over the street. What's the halacha in such a situation? Again, these are not mitzvahs, we're not dealing with chesed. We're not dealing with, it's a nice, I'm not coming up here, boys, I'm telling everybody, it's a lovely thing to do mitzvah, chesed, help other people. No. That's also beautiful. But over here, we're dealing with chiyuvim gemurim. We're dealing with obligations that are incumbent on the person that sees it. And we'll have to explain what does it mean, see it. Okay. Let's go number one, Rabbi Sai. Number one. Okay. Number one, we know this is Bava Pasha and Shulchan Aruch. It's also, it's in the Pasha in the Torah, that it's also for a person to pretend that he never saw it. That's point number one. To walk past and say, I never saw it, that's an Issa Gomer, it's an Issa Natoya, it's a Pasuk, as we pass in Shulchan Aruch, and Chayshim Mishmod, Semen Reish, no Tess. And therefore, we have to figure out, if I'm a chiv to pick it up and help someone give it back to them, when do I not have this chiv? And this Rabbi says, probably going to be the best eitzes that we can give everybody. Because everybody here is like, you know, what do I mean? I've got to always pick up things and go and spend my time and do everything. So now we're going to give approximately 6 different heterim that the Shulchan Aruch and Choshev Mishpat gives us when a person is not got a chiv to give it back. Heter number one, the Olim already mentioned it. This obviously is the famous one. If it belongs to a yid, right? Number one. What's then?
I'm to know.
If you don't know, then you got a problem. But let's go one by one. Right. In other words, if I know, what's that? Then we're going to get to the heter side of this halacha. Just a moment. If it belongs to a Jewish person, then avada and avada the Shulchan Aruch, the Pasuk is exactly talking about this case. You have a chiv to return it. And therefore, what does it mean it belongs to a Jewish person? How, like the Olam's asking, how on earth am I meant to know if it belongs to a Jewish person?
Right.
Very, very simple. Oh, it depends where you are. We don't, and this is very big chiddush, we don't go basa who lives in the area. We go basa who's walking in the area. In other words, if most people walking in this area are goyim, even if most of the people who live here are Jewish, I can assume it's a goy. And therefore, I've got no chiv to return it. We don't go bust the people living here, we go bust the people walking. I'll give you a great example. Go to the old city. Now, the old city, L'Choira, L'choira, most people in the old city are probably Jewish. However, the Metzias, you have to check the Metzias in different times, but it could be that the Metzias is, especially in different days, that Rav Goyim are walking down this road, then if I find the Metzias over there, what's the halacha? I can assume it belongs to a guy. Rav people in the old city are Jewish. So what? Rav people that pass over here are Goyim. And therefore that's one of the heterim that we have that people don't know. That if Roy people in the area are Jewish and live here, but if most of the people that go past this area are actually Goyim, then Avada, I can be Makel. The only difference, an obvious exception, would be a Sefer. Even if Roy people that walk down this road are Goyim, if there's a Sefer there, there's no Shaila in the world that it belongs to a Jewish person, especially the fact that there's no Yish, he's not going to give up hope from his Sefer, because he'll assume, even though Rav Goyim are walking down the street, he's going to assume that who's going to pick it up? A Jewish person. And therefore he's not Miyayish on it, therefore a Sefer, you always have a Chiv. Now, here's the Heter. If it belongs to a Goy, now it belongs to a Goy means either you can actually see on it belongs to a Goy, or, like we said, it's an Amokim where Rav people are Goyim. So Rabbi said, this is the Halacha. The Halacha is as follows. If it belongs to a Goy, not only should you keep it, but you're Mechoyiv to keep it. It could be, and we're going to explain, it could be there's an Issa to return it. This will explain in 1 minute what the time of Dover in the Rishonim. Now, how about, was that? Oh, very good, excellent. Let's start number one. Chilul Hashem. How about it, if not returning, it will cause a Chilul Hashem. For example, there's a wallet on the floor, or a passport on the floor, and you can see the guy's driving license, you can see the guy's passport, and rave of the Olam that it dropped by are Jewish people. So this guy over here knows that who probably picked it up? A Yid. And it's got simbonim and identification on it. That's going to cause a Chilul Hashem. Because he knows that a Yid picked it up and didn't return it. So that in that case, 100% you have to return it. Now, like you said, how about if it's going to cause a Kiddush Hashem? Right? Now, in other words, it maybe yeah, maybe no. You don't know 100%. But it very like, what's that? Like in a? Like in my story, I had personally, I mean, everyone can say I might say this, right? I was once in Marks and Spencer. Marks and Spencer, right? The Olam, I'm sure the Olam knows what Marks and Spencer is, even if you're not from England, right? Oh, so because they gave me wrong change, they gave me way too much money there. And there was an Indian working in the cashier. There's no Shaila. I'm not going into now Toys, Akim, Yod, the nine Sugis, and Gemara we can't get into. But Be'etzem, I could have kept the money. I went back and I gave back the money. This woman looked at me like, she said to me like, why do you have to, why are you giving it back? Like, you can keep it, you're mad, you push it mad. And she thought like, wow, this it made her esteem for Jewish people that they're honest people. These are people that are not running after money, trying to steal whatever they can steal. Mimela, again, if it's going to cause a Chilul Hashem, you have to. If it's going to cause a Kiddush Hashem, you're not mechuyev, but it's a praiseworthy, wonderful thing to do so. Now, what is the reason why you're not allowed to give to a goy his aveda, right? And Be'etzem, this question is a very ancient kasha. Domi Pavatsky asked the kasha, Rabbi Salom de Shashayla, how are you allowed to give back an aveda to a goy? What's the issue involved? Leisachonim, come on, Avodah Zarah, passing in the Torah. Leisachonim, you're allowed to give him a present. So Domi Pavatsky, hey, when I take the aveda, I'm not paying you, it doesn't belong to me that I'm giving him a matana. It belongs to him. I'm just going to shlich, I'm going to give it back. So about it, there's no problem with Leisachonim. What's the reason why I can't give it to a goy? So, the Rambam says one reason, and the Rambam says a very simple reason. When I give this back to a goy, I'm helping him out, and I'm kilu, like feeding him, kilu like being machzik him. And he goes, Ovid Avodah Zarah, so it's kilu I'm being giving chizuk to an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the melee it's also. Now, the Rambam, l'chayra, most of our goyim that we have nowadays, do not worship Avodah Zarah. In which case, the Rambam's reason, l'chayra, doesn't apply. Says Rashi in Sanhedrin Samach Vov, you know the reason why you're not to give back to a goy? Very simple. Because if a person would just give back all the time, the avedin that he fent to the head that he lost, that everything he finds, that's going to give back, give back, give back. So it doesn't snot nicker. It doesn't show that he's giving it back because the Rebbeinu Shalalim told him to do so. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalalim told you, don't give back to a goy. Kidei that when you give back to a yid, you're doing selective things that show you're only doing it. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shalalim told you to do so. Chiloni is an interesting question. Chiloni. Most poskim hold a chiloni Jewish person, you 100% have the same dinim as a Jewish person, unless you know he's one of these people that's bedafka being machal Shabbos in front of everybody because he hates it and he's doing it dafka to make people angry. In regular case, a chiloni's got a din of a Jew, not a goy. Therefore, if you get something that goes to chiloni, you have to be machmir, give it back. Yeah. I don't know, you're already asking questions that we're going to get to. Okay. No. It doesn't go back to the country, it goes back to the place where it fell. Depends where it fell. It depends where it fell. There are places that. No! There are places that are more Yidden, there are places that are more Goyim. It's Poshel Azoy. Poshel Azoy.
The guy lost his wife, doesn't know where he lost it.
So it depends. Right? It depends where he lost it, by the coastal. Most people are Jewish. Again,
how does he know where he lost it? He was at the coast, he was in
town. No, most people. Because it's a Gemara. What's the Gemara say?
I don't know.
Gemara, let him see it, somebody say. No, Rabbi Isai.
Oh,
Gavaldig. Maybe he knows where he lost it. Now, again, a person can basically work out normally. Anyway, so let's go back to Rabbi Isai. We've got Mamish 10 more minutes. We have to finish these halachas today because tomorrow I wanted to start a brand new halacha. Let me get weiter. Heta number 2. It has to be that the Aveda looks like it's lost. If it looks like it's been placed there intentionally, hidden in a place that the guy obviously went somewhere and he's hidden over there, there's absolutely no chiyuv to touch it, no chiyuv to move it, because again, it's been put there intentionally. It's only when it looks like a real lost thing, it's almost bang smack in the middle of the floor. Oh, we're going to get to that. All the questions, Rabbi, so let's do all the questions after, because I think we're going to answer every single question. Any question we don't answer, we'll do afterwards. Let me get back to Heta number 3, Rabbi Sai. Very, very big heta. Oh, I was sat with Rabbi Yisrael Orbach for hours sometimes going through the following halacha. A simon. The only chiyuv that you have to return an aveda is if it has a simon. If it doesn't have a simon, you no chiyuv to touch it. No chiyuv to take it and return it. You can even keep it. Right? As well as the halacha. I'm not going to get into details of what's considered a simon or not. What we will say is as follows. There's three different levels of simonim. Also very important to know. But these are not... Any listen every single day. There's three different levels of simonim. Level number one, listen to this carefully, very important. If you have a simon that's kamat 100%, for example, his name is written on it. Like a simon gedolim is there. Or for example, there's like a huge crack bang smack in the middle of the screen or whatever. It's something that's mamish muyuchad for this zach. That's a simon. If he gives the simon, he gets it back min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah, he can get it back. Midrabbanon, if it's not such a great simon on the object, but he knows basically like how many notes were there, how many 50-pound notes were in the wallet, or for example, he knows basically kamat where he dropped it, right? Mashu kazeh, that's not such a good simon. That's already a midrabbanon. Then you have the simon that is slightly even less than that, and it's like he knows the size of the pair of trousers, or you know he knows the color of the shirt. That's a very such a shvach simon that the person can say you can't even return it to him with such a simon like that. So again, the olim knows a little bit of the simonim. Heta number 4, Rabbi Isai. The item has to be worth a shava pruta. It has to be worth something. Quite a few agarot. If it's worth less than a shava pruta, there is no chiv to pick it up and give it back to him. Now the obvious question comes in: how about if it's not worth a shava pruta to me or to the market value to the shops, but to him it's worth a lot? For example, his apartment. Very simple. His kiev's apartment is worth pennies, nothing. Or for example, one shoe, it's worth nothing. But to him, it's worth a tremendous amount. The major machlokes in the achronim, I'm going to give the olim just straight achrona, halacha lemaita, the chazan ish, and Rabbi Yashav Paskin. In that case, you should give it back to him. Even though it's not worth a shava pruta, but to him it is worth a shava pruta, you should give it back. Rabbi, let's move on. Heta number 5. Heta number 5, you have to give it back. We'll do all questions after the pasha because we've got to finish. The heta number 5 is, you have to give it back to him before Yish. It has to be before he lost hope, before he gives up. Now, it's obvious that you always don't know when this is going to be. But again, if you do know that the Gemara says you heard him say it, then in Achanami that will be different. And the last and sixth final heta is what we call Lashon Chazal, Zakin Ve'ena Lefi Kvoidoi. For example, Rabbi Isai, if the Rosh Hashiva Shlita is walking along the street and he sees this big, bright, pink bunny rabbit, that some never 4-year-old down the road is crying her eyes out because she can't find it. Or he finds like a big balloon saying, you know, I don't know, bat happy bat mitzvah. They're beautiful, very geschmack. Is he going to leave to return it? Absolutely not. It's no chiyuv to return something that you yourself wouldn't bring back because it's not lefi kvoidoi.
What?
Not embarrassing. It's not lefi kvoidoi. He wouldn't do it for his own aveda. And mimela, he's not going to chiyuv to do it to somebody else. If din is the Gemara, he would not walk around the street with such a thing, and therefore he's not going to chiyuv to pick it up and do it for somebody else. The Gemara, big different examples, is he mechuyev to go under the car in order to get it? Again, a lot of these things we could be making. Okay. If anybody here holds himself to be on that madrega and it's not negated to him, so actually that could be one of their terms. Let's quickly go through mamish a couple more of the lockers that we want to finish. Rabbi said we know klot. It's an issa gomer for a person to ignore the chayfets and say I didn't see it and that's it. Now what happens if he gets it? Right? We know the terim. Now we know the chiyuvim. I picked it up. Tzachya, I picked it up. What do I do now? So a lot of people think you put it on the windowsill, you put it on the fence that you found it, you put it on the notice board if you're lucky, and put up chas v'sholayim. Zug the poiskim. There's no way you can do that. You have to either take it home or take it to a mokum that's going to be guarded. Zug with Moshe Feinstein. If you're vaday sure that if you put it, for example, on the notice board, nobody's going to steal it, then it could be maker. And that could be a het on a lot of yeshivas, a lot of base medrashes. If people find pens and all sorts of keys, they set it there on the notice board. What's the het? Zug with Moshe, the het is nobody's going to steal it. Masha Inkin, if you find something and you just pick it up and put it onto the wall or the locals or the next house that's next to it, that's Issa. It could be your even a mamish, a lav mamish. It's terrible zach. So basically a person has to be careful of that. Lomagain Vaita. A person has a chiyuv, hachazah. He has a chiyuv to announce that he found something. Announce means he's got to put up signs as much as he possibly can in the area that he thinks the person might look for it and find the sign. That means if it's a type of woman thing, the sign should be put in Ezra's Noshim. A person is mechuyev, but however, a big heter, a person is not mechuyev to spend money for hashava saveda. You're not mechuyev to put an advert in the local newspaper and say, I found something, if it's going to cost you money, right? Hu hadin, this is what your question was. How about if it's going to cost you money in a different way? For example, you're on the way somewhere right now, the bus is here. If I miss this bus, I'm going to miss whatever I'm going to. I'm going to be late for something that I need to go to. I'm not mechuyev to do the aveda. I'm not mechuyev to give up my money, so to speak, in order to do an aveda, right? Why this is so, a shkofet issue where I can't go into. What's that? That's a very, very double mood. That's a mummish, a tiny bit. The last, Rabbi Sayyid, Rabbi Yashiv was asked a shayla that I'm sure everybody here is thinking of. How about Bittul Torah? If I pick up this aveda, I'm going to have to be busy putting up signs, answering phone calls. Bittul Torah! Zuk Rabbi Yashiv afal pike. That's a brush of the zach. It's a mufurisha. If you don't keep the Torah, what's the point of learning? It's very nice to learn all the Torah, but if you don't keep it when it comes down to it, oh, little Torah, very nice. Oh, but otherwise, you're going to keep the Torah. Keeping the Torah is one of the chiyuvim that we've discussed today. Now, Rabbi Sai, what happens, and this very often is the case, nobody claims the item. What do you do in such a situation? So in most times, what you do is you note down the price or the worth of this value, and either you can sell it or you can use it yourself. And if the guy comes to you in 3.5 years and says, hey, you're the guy who got my thing, you have to reimburse him for that, for whatever money. However, if it's something of sentimental value, it's something that, for example, you can't just replace and buy another one, you should keep it in your house. Ad sheyovoy Eliyahu, the stipler, they say, had on his table or maybe in the drawer, whatever, a box, a huge box of pens. Poshut pens that everybody came to Steifelach, they're writing Kvitlach, whatever, and they left them over there, and he said, these are my pens, and when Eliyahu Hanavi comes, he's going to tell me the rightful owner of every single pen. Oh, but Rabbi said, we're dealing with Chiyuvim over here, we're not dealing with Chesed. Now, my guy, Rabbi, one last thing, Rabbi Sai, it's a Santa Halacha that nobody knows. Listen to this. All of these Halachas are a Shavas, a Veda of a Chayfet, of an item. There's two maybe other types of a Shavas, a Veda, also not so well known. Number one, how about if a person is lost and you give him directions, Zug de Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pei Aleph, that's called a Shavas Aveda, that's called a Vedas Gufoy. He's lost, he's showing him the right way, that's a Vedas Gufoy, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah, Shavas Aveda.
You have to give him good directions.
Of course, you have to give him good directions.
You
mean
you're not lost?
So what? Ah, you're asking if it's a Lissachonim. Oh, that's a modic Shaila. Remind me to tell you a story afterwards about that. I just want to finish this right now because it's a Chabal. That's a Vedas Gufoy. Yeah, very good. Aveda Skufoy. Aveda Skufoy is a person's lost. You put him on the right path, you get a mitzvah. Next, how about if a person's not acting in the right way and you put him on the correct path? Zug de minchas chinuch, you'll get a mitzvah of avedas nafshoi. You're giving him his nefesh back, because you're putting him in the right place. Apart from avada, all the other wonderful schusim you get. And the last one is, Rabbi Yisai, another type of Shabbos Aveda, to prevent someone from a loss. Right, Lashon Chazal, if there's a fire going on in somebody's building, you quickly call the fire brigade, you put it out, Shabbos Aveda. Or for example, there's a hit and run accident and you get the license plate, Hashavas Aveda. Or let's make this more Lamaisa. You walk into somebody's room and Lamaisa, you see that the light's on or the fan is on and he's not there, nobody's there. And it's costing the yeshiva money. It's poshut. If a person puts it off, he gets a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda of the money. Now Rabbi said, just to finish off, the Ben Ishchai, Parashat Kisovei says that the concept of tshuva is also Hashavas Aveda of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam accepting our tshuva. From learning these halachas of how important it is to look after somebody else's property, we'll also understand maybe if we try to do tshuva, come closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Melech will accept that tshuva.